I don't know, because they're not really episodes. So what are these things? With another...
Why not episode?
Okay.
With another See You at the Show. It's April 28th, 2022. Sometimes we
Yeah, so it's right. We have to.
It's
kind of like a time capsule.
Right.
When future alien civilizations find this, we need to make sure they occur correct in their with some alien anthropologist.
And I know that sometimes people go back and listen to certain segments.
I know.
And so we want to be specific. April has just been chock a block with local theater, which is great.
Yeah, it is great, and we are. Striving to keep our live content coming and trying to promote as much as we can. We always appreciate when our listeners come to us and say, hey, we're on seeyouattheshow.com. We've got auditions next week at this theater. They're not up. Or you guys should come preview this show. And so we want active involvement by anybody who's out there in the theater community.
And we apologize. We haven't been able to interview a couple people who've asked to be interviewed because it's just been so crazy busy. And partly we're busy because Eric's still in the SpongeBob musical.
Ooh, lives in a pineapple under the sea.
That is in its last three performances at Parkland Theater.
The waning days.
So at the end of time. The end is nigh.
Oh, the end end?
The end. Sorry, those are, you'll have to go see the show and understand what we're talking about. So Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 3.
Yeah, go
your
to
last three chances.
Go to Parkland. You can walk up and get tickets. I think the matinee on Sunday may be the hardest because I think it has been nicely promoted by Shambana Moms, Smile Politely, and the News Gazette, It is a kids' show, but I don't know. I guess I felt like all ages have been enjoying it. Afterwards, there's like a great energy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen or had anybody. Now, of course, people aren't going to give me their negative feedback. But I mean,
but
I don't
see,
sense.
People will give me because I've been ushering almost every show. There's only been one show, maybe two shows I didn't usher for.
Right.
And they don't know who I am. And that I might be attached to somebody in the show. And especially kids are brutally honest, but overwhelmingly positive feedback. Every once in a while, there'll be like little critiques, like so-and-so didn't look exactly like the cartoon or whatever. But overall, like really loving the songs and really loving the performances.
Yeah, the energy afterwards, even at 10 o'clock at night for the evening shows has been really fun to come. Because to come out after a show as an actor, it's a little bit,
it's
complicated, right? But the energy out there has been just great. And I actually think that the reason why there are some critiques about a couple of the characters not being that resembling or familiar with what people are used to on TV is because so many of them are.
Right.
Because I don't think if you went and there was not like this incredibly nailing it SpongeBob,
and
Patrick, and Plankton. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that those three are just like, wow.
Right.
Like, in their voices, in their singing, in their stage presence, in the way that they kind of hold themselves out. So that makes the other characters that might be familiar to people say like, well, why isn't this one perfect?
Right.
Or why is this voice not the same? So but avail yourself to the story. It's both a funny story, and you can decide that you're going to look at it as a kind of like as a commentary on contemporary life with authoritarianism, with there's Trumpism stuff, there's anti-science stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then the movie that I've compared it to most is Don't Look Up, where it's okay. Something bad is going to happen. How are you going to respond to a situation? Are you going to try to fix it? Are you going to try to run away?
And there's a lot of themes about like belonging too, and especially two of the different characters, have songs about or themes about belonging or being outcast and things like that, and how a community deals with a big event that, you know, could be deadly and things like that. There's really a lot in it. And the songs are super catchy, and it doesn't bother me that I have them in my head when I wake up. And, yeah. But we've talked about SpongeBob a lot, and I don't want to, we've got a lot to cover.
So. Yeah, we do. Okay, so just to recap, SpongeBob the Musical at Parkland, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, 3 o'clock matinee. You can get your tickets at parkland.edu/theater. And also, we have links on the all over the CUattheShow.com webpage and Facebook page. So turning to other things.
We also had a chance to preview the tech rehearsal for Borderline, which is at the Station Theater, April 28th through May 8th. And really impressed. We saw kind of a rough tech, but it really didn't feel that rough. And really like the storyline. It's a new play that's never been performed before.
Right.
I believe it's all Latinx cast, and most of the crew and directors and everybody. So a story that you just don't see told very often in play form. And they even did some outreach to Urbana High School and Middle School to perform parts of the play, like a couple scenes from the play, for children who are here without, Latinx children who are here without their parents, without adults. So.
And they performed that one in Spanish, didn't they?
Yes, which the show isn't in Spanish. There is some Spanish smattered in, but somebody's mom, I think, translated it to Spanish is what Jackie said, I think. Anyway, Jackie talked about that last week's show.
Jackie Lowenstein.
Yes, on our show. So you probably heard a little bit about that. But anyway, and also the newspaper covered it and things. So I love, love, love the outreach the Station Theater is doing with the local schools, having shows of voices that are not normally heard or even silenced. It's a touching show. The teenagers blew me away.
He's not even a teenager.
Right, that's true. He's like 10. So there's a brother and sister duo. Are you looking up their names? I don't know.
We don't need to talk about it. You just keep your sentence going. It was going to be seamless.
and they are you don't ever know if siblings. My kids have been in shows together. You never know. Siblings could have really good chemistry, and sometimes it's not so great. But these siblings have great chemistry and show emotions and go deeper than you would expect for people so young.
Yeah, the siblings are Elena Sofia Carrillo and Elian Carrillo as Enza and Rosita. And they definitely kind of make the show. And I don't know how to best encourage people to get out and see it. I think because it's definitely an intense show in subject matter, serious show in subject matter.
There's times when you'll laugh.
That's what I was getting to, okay. My whole intro was, I don't know how to like pitch it correctly because it's serious, but it's also entertaining and it's thrilling. Like I wanted to know what was going to happen next. There's kind of follows, one adult and then two different, and then older teens and younger teens. And anyway, it's a really interesting story that it's just one, there's no intermission, 90 minutes max. It's cool music overlays. The sound and lighting is probably the coolest I've ever seen at a station show, frankly.
Yeah. It's very dark a lot of the time, and that's the feeling of the show. So be prepared for that. And there's, lightning and effects and things like that. So, yeah, definitely try to get out there and see it. April 28th.
That's today.
Which is today. Through May 8th.
Yeah, stationtheater.com has info, and we do too at seeattheshow.com.
And the other thing, I mean, we have an interview in a second, but definitely go see She Persisted. Is a festival that we're going to talk about in a little bit, and it's in Normal, Illinois, April 29th through May 1st. And
yeah, I guess in our interview that we're playing next, we talk a lot about the format and the dates, but
right.
just really, and you got to see a couple scenes last
that's
night.
That's what I was going to mention.
So, I know, I'm segueing you back in.
So I was able to, they were so sweet to zoom me in for a couple scenes last night, and I really did, when the scene was over and they're like, okay, that's the end of that scene, Linda. And I was like, no, I want to see more. I mean, really, really good. Hard topics. One of the scenes was like super intense, but it's something that will draw you in immediately. And it's more of a reading than a full play production. And these are brand new voices and brand new plays, and there's three different plays for three different nights. And definitely at least get out and see one of them if you can't make it to all three.
Yeah, so that's really great that we spent some time talking both about the station and Coalescence, because those are definitely two theater companies that walk the walk. And that's what Coalescence has been doing since
inception.
Yeah. That's the idea. And then, Station has definitely followed through on their kind of, on their goals of being a really anti-racist, inclusive sort of theater.
But I feel like Coalescence is the gold standard in this area. Yep. And we so appreciate Coalescence. And thank you for everything you do.
Yeah. And congratulations on more stuff. Don Chandrau and his team there really do great work. And just follow them on Facebook, even if you can't make it to Bloomington for their shows, just to see what sort of, if you're interested in community theater, you're interested in the potential of community theater, follow Coalescence on Facebook. And there's other stuff coming up, but those are the shows going on now. You have SpongeBob at Parkland, Borderline at Station, She Persisted at Coalescence, and big audition opportunities coming up in the area would be Shrek, I guess is the big one, May 20th to the 22nd. For CUTC. I know lots of people on the SpongeBob cast are stoked about Shrek. Shrek, the full musical, not children's cast. It's going to be exciting to see who comes out for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay tuned now for an interview with the some of the cast of one of the shows of the Coalescence Festival. And enjoy.
This is See You at the Show.
Thanks for tuning in.
Did that just start working? Yes, it did. All right. Welcome back to See You at the Show after that commercial break, apparently. I don't know why I introduced it that way. Okay, now joining us on See You at the Show is a trio of performers from the Coalescence Theater Project's She Persisted. We're joined by Jordan Rinkenberger, Selena Trujillo, and Corbin Eagles. Welcome to See You at the Show.
Hi.
All right, we are excited about, we've been following Coalescence for probably the last year and a half because of all the great work they've been doing, at least since we became aware of them probably 2 years ago,
right,
in the summer of 2020. We're just doing a lot of really important work. The mission statement of this organization is to utilize theater to understand, acknowledge, and dismantle all forms of systematic oppression as they explore identity and our place in a global community. That is one of the best succinct little mission statements I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So yay, you're part of a great theater. And I know at least Selena and Corbin, you've done works with Coalescence before, right?
Yeah.
What was the first thing you did with the theater?
Back in September, I was a part of Back Cover, and that was part of it was a show for like the 9/11 attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was super powerful.
And that was a streaming production, right?
Yeah, it was. We still weren't doing live theater then. And so it was kind of a great way of kind of outreach and education as well. It involved a lot of teens similarly with this show. And so getting teens involved in a story that would be relevant to them, but also kind of bring back, teach a little bit as well, some history.
Selena, what's your performance background?
Well, it started with that. I was reeled in to the acting world with that project, kind of helping Corbin with the show that he was already involved in. and they needed another actor. And so I agreed to do that. And that was with Coalescence. And then a month later, there was the Black Lives, Black Words showcase that they also hosted. And I was asked to be part of a show there for called Human Resources that was directed by Latrell Bright, who's another local amazing theater person and director. So that was a fun project as well. And so this is my third with Coalescence, which is really exciting. I love doing work with them just because of their mission and how much, yeah, they really like bring to life amazing stories.
Right. And just so all of our listeners know, Selena is Corbin's mom. So it's fun for you guys to work on a project together. That's always great to have the family involved. And can you tell us a little bit about She Persisted? It's a 3-day like theater event, right? So the particular show that you're involved in isn't She Persisted, but the event is called that, correct?
Right. The event is a 3-day long event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And 150 submissions were taken from women, trans, and femme non-binary playwrights. And Rachel Hetrick, who's directing our show, and others went through all those plays and identified 3 of them that they would like to do. And so there's also Madeline's and Greek Tragedy happening that weekend as well. But the one that we're in is on Saturday night and is dressing Robbie Temple.
Okay. And Jordan, I know that you've kind of followed CU at the show through some of your local acting stuff here in Champaign-Urbana. What's your background in theater?
Yeah, I started with Champaign Park District Youth Theater in first grade. And I've just been growing, I've grown up through Champaign Park District Youth Theater and class act. And I've recently started during COVID participating in CUTC. And this is my first production with Coalescence. Selena and Corbin messaged me about doing the show that they needed somebody to play Robbie Temple. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And yeah, I couldn't be more excited.
Can you tell us a little bit about the show? So you were Robbie. So I'm guessing you're the main character since it's named after you.
Yeah, so the story really follows a woman named Allison Hendricks, and she is the teacher of Robbie Temple. And she witnesses Robbie being murdered in her classroom. And she kind of just loses herself because of Robbie's death. And she has secrets and accusations. And she just has a hard relationship with her daughter, and also meets a woman named Olivia Romero, who she falls in love with, and it follows their story and her way of coping with Robbie's death.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually inspired by an actual event. Did this story move you to research at all what happened to Lawrence King in California in 2008?
Yeah, there's actually a documentary on HBO Max about that murder. Selena, what is it called again?
Oh, goodness, Jordan, you put me on the spot.
you did such a professional handoff, too.
I had so many good notes. I was like, oh, that's the one thing I didn't write down. I'll need to look it up.
Okay, yeah, well, okay. I think most people would be capable of taking that information and using the internet to find it. So I know I'm going to. HBO Max, yeah. All right.
Yes.
This is some pretty powerful stuff. Are there other actors besides the 3 of you?
Yes, there are 2 other actors besides us. So, Allison, who will play a lot beside Jordan because of their teacher relationship, and then her daughter, in the play, her daughter. And those 2 actors are from Normal. So you have the Champaign-Urbana representation of
right.
of the cast. Yeah.
Yes.
So when you were rehearsing, were you rehearsing online or did you have to travel to Bloomington Normal?
No, we attempted doing one online and that was okay for the first run through. But then after that, we all just met at my place, at Maya and Corbin's place, because it was easier. Our dynamic was exponentially better when we're all in the same room. Mm-hmm. And kind of feeding off each other. It really is an emotional roller coaster of a play. And so yeah, being able to kind of be in the same space helped a lot.
Sure.
And so how is the sequence going to work? Because all three of these, Madeline's Dressing Robbie Temple and Greek Tragedy, are all like back to back for the same night, right?
No, they're different nights.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So it's one each night.
What?
So one's so April 29th and one's Saturday.
Oh, I thought this was like.
So they're in the April 30th Saturday
performance.
And so it's like a play festival.
Okay.
And not.
So this is a full length play then, right? Would you say? Yes. What's the running time when you've been going through it so far?
I know it's supposed to be 90 minutes. It might be a little bit longer than that. We'll see. We have our dress rehearsal tomorrow. So yeah, we'll see how long it runs.
And do you have an intermission or does it just run all the way through? No intermission.
What's the normal, where is the normal theater space that this is going to take place at?
You mean?
Well, I guess I know the address. So what's the theater like? I don't know the space. I don't know many. We've been to a lot of shows in Bloomington, but we haven't been to normal theater. What's the space like?
My understanding is that it's really similar to like the art theater where there's, you know, it's an old theater and we'll have like a little bit of space kind of like in front of the curtain, like there used to be in old theaters.
Yeah. So it's old like cinema movie theater, not for plays. Oh, that's I really want to go. I wish maybe Sunday. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, like Eric's in SpongeBob, so he's got performances every night. So I really want to go over and see them. And so they're really encouraging people to come all three nights.
Yes.
Yes.
But
all
they'll
three different plays.
Right, but they each stand alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
That's really cool. So Corbin and Jordan, you're both teenagers.
Yes.
And this is like really tough subject. And so like what do you do to keep your mental health, you know, still strong while dealing with something that is this type of project? Because I can imagine it would get, you know, it can maybe get depressing or tough to deal with. Is there anything that you do to help yourself stay in a good place?
This show is very emotionally deep and it's my first show doing this sort of thing that's this emotional. I just know that it's, you know, not real life for my character. I mean, it did actually happen, but separating this story from real life kind of helps me with that. And we've all had conversations in rehearsal about the script and about these emotions and what's happening in the story. And I think that's also helped as well.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, it's very complex, but we work through it together. Generally, like as Jordan mentioned, we have conversations, but it's like every character, it's a very collaborative effort. There's six of us, because the five actors and the director, we'll come to this line and then we'll just talk about that one line for a few minutes sometimes. And yeah, I guess that helps like with that teamwork to separate it from real life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So these are new works. Has this play ever been put on before?
No, this is the first time. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's kind of a really cool responsibility. And I don't think I've never been in that situation. I've usually kind of, in the plays I've been in, I've usually been able to watch other productions on YouTube and gotten some ideas of what choices people make. So you're getting to invent these things.
We're trying to keep it pretty like relevant as well. Like I think the playwright, you know, in Don and Rachel's conversations with the playwright, some things she hadn't considered or weren't really at the forefront of the conversations when we're talking about gender and sexual exploration and identity. And so we've really played around with pronouns, for example, and really trying to honor what so Larry Letitia is the name of the person who this actually happened to. And at the time of her death, she was going by her and Letitia. And so in order to honor that, we've been playing around with the idea of using the feminine pronouns within the play, even though it wasn't originally written that way. And that was a conversation that that Don was able to have too with Jen O'Connor about what seemed appropriate and what seemed fitting too.
Right. Well, this definitely is a departure, Jordan, from like the stuff that is served up typically by Champaign Park District.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is a great program. We are huge fans. Both of our kids have come up in it. But I think of the show, I'm trying to think of like the most serious show ever might have been Legally Blonde or something like that. I don't know that it really, and congratulations, by the way, on being cast in Sister Act.
Oh, thank you.
We just saw that come through, I think, yesterday.
Yeah,
the day
Jordan
before.
That's and Corbin are both.
Oh, Corbin's in it too. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. There's a really, it's a really cool cast going through it. We've like Alex Curry and Kelly Hong. These are people we've been watching for a while. And mm-hmm. so in the summer, typically there haven't been a lot of the really strong actors in town have been busy with other things. And so it's just great seeing such a really exciting all-star team to do this show. Okay, but we're not talking mm-hmm. about Sister Act. We're talking about serious stuff.
Yeah, plug it all you want.
And it's great to, you know, be able to do both, like something really, you know, tough and hard and then a musical. So it's not that musicals can't also be tough.
What do you think, so our listeners, if there are, or what is being said about the appropriate age for viewing this play? Have you talked about that at all?
Ooh, good question. I'm definitely not bringing my younger two kids. There are a lot of F-bombs that we're dropping appropriately, I feel like. But yeah, speaking as a parent, you know, and just the fact that it does involve a murder, you know, and that's mentioned, and it's kind of heart-wrenching and gut-wrenching. And though our characters are at the teenage years, you know, really the story also focuses on Allison, the main character, who's also kind of discovering her own identity within this as well. And so it has more adult themes in there. So I would say probably high school, and as long as you're, you know, willing to hear language and,
right?
and read stage directions. There are some things that we are not acting out on stage that are thankfully just being read. Read by Dawn.
Nice.
Okay. So your show is this weekend. What day? What time?
Our performance of Dressing Robbie Temple is Saturday, April 30th. It is at 7:30 p.m. at the Normal Theater. There are also two other performances in the festival, the 29th of April, and also is it May 1st, I believe? And those are both also at 7:30 at the Normal Theater.
Okay, well, it looks like a great lineup on coalescencetheater.org. And also we have the link on our seeyouattheshow.com website and Facebook page. If anybody's interested in more information about the other shows.
And in case people need the address, it's 209 West North Street in Normal, Illinois. And yeah, it sounds like a great event.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us on See You at the Show. We will look forward to, gosh, I wish you were aiming.
I know, me too. Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, that's one of the things about live theater. You gotta, go when you can.
Get your chance.
But, you know, definitely we want to have you guys on the show again when it gets closer for Sister Act, or if you have anything else coming up, keep us informed, and we want to support, I mean, Selena, of course, too, but especially Jordan and Corbin, we want to support the teens as they do more things with theater.
Yeah, and I would be there, but I got to see if Bikini Bottom can be saved. Again. I just never know if an alternative ending is going to pop up in the show. So I need to be there.
I think there should be an alternative ending.
I really think that in three weekend runs, there should be one just wild card where suddenly it blows up and everybody just dies.
Getting really dark.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but I think that's actually something I want to explore as a concept.
All right.
Let's do that.
We'll do that.
Okay. Well, thank you all for joining us on See You at the Show. It is... it's great to take that you took the time to do this. We're excited, and we'll maybe Corbin and Jordan will have you back to talk about Sister Act. So congratulations on everything that you're doing. Keep acting, and I love your enthusiasm for theater.
Thank you.
Okay.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM.